Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom and I'm coming to you from the aircraft carrier INS Vikramaditya. This was India's first aircraft carrier. It's an old Russian aircraft carrier. Since then, we've also acquired INS Vikrant, the Made in India aircraft carrier, which we've also visited on this particular trip. This trip comes at the end of the Milan series of naval exercises. These are the largest international exercises that India hosts. More than 50 warships from India and several partner nations across the world, and more than 50 nations participating over here. It's all about showcasing collaboration. It's all about talking about emerging threats. On this very special program, we'll be speaking to officers of the Indian Navy and foreign navies to get an idea of what these exercises are all about. International commerce through contested waters, that is a major concern, particularly with all the developments off the coast of Yemen. How well suited is the Indian Navy and the other navies to dealing with the new nature of threats, whether they're from drones in the skies or semi-submersible or submersible vessels as well? It's new warfare, never before seen in quite the same way, which navies around the world face today. Exercises which are now slowly winding down is an opportunity for India to come together with several partners from across the world to discuss best practices, to look at humanitarian aid and relief, but also to look at perhaps emerging threats over a period of time. I'm joined now by a very special guest, Rear Admiral Dhankar, the Fleet Commander. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us. What is the big takeaway for you as far as Milan 2024 is concerned?
The big takeaway is participating with all the countries. We have bilateral with the majority of the countries. But as you are aware, the Milan started in 1995 with four partner navies. Mm-hmm. Over the years, it has grown. And this year, we have about more than 50 countries participating. And the number of ships, aircraft, as I covered in my brief, has been substantial. And we take away the best practices. We learn from each other and how to operate together at sea. In a multinational scenario is something which is the takeaway from this.
So how do you actually coordinate that? Because these are navies with different practices, different standards, bringing them all together in the sea phase under Indian command. How does it actually work out at sea?
Basically, as you may be aware, we have the tabletop exercise. As part of that, we have pre-sale discussion at the professional level. And all issues, as I said, we have the bilateral, in some cases we have multilateral exercises with majority of the navies. So we are quite clear, and we have the standard operating procedures. But the challenge here was, of course, you know, the number of countries, the number of ships was higher. So of course, a lot of planning goes into execute all operations at sea.
So we've got various partners around the world. We've got America as partners, we've got Russia as partners as well. And obviously, there are sensitivities which exist between them. How does India deal with these sensitivities which exist?
No, basically, as I said, the participation is at the Navy delegation level. All countries have been represented. And we take care of the sensitivities. And when we operate at sea, we are mariners. And we look at the issues or the challenges which we are going to face at sea together. So that is something which we take care of, and as you have seen, all the navies which came have participated in this exercise. Yeah. And all the exercises have been, the feedback, the debrief has been very positive.
We also had two carrier operations this time around. You know, I mean, and that's important. It's not often that India actually has two carriers deployed in one theater, as it were. Again, what was that experience like?
No, we've had the twin carrier operations last year, and we had both the carriers on the eastern seaboard, and they continue with their training, with the deployment, and it is exposure to the ship's crew, the pilots, to operate in a different scenario. And of course, this is something which will continue, and I think it's going to continue on the western seaboard also.
How do you see Milan as a series of exercises develop over a period of time, considering that warfare, naval warfare itself, is now in the midst of profound changes, giving emerging threats, drones, semi-submersibles, submersibles? Do you see all of that coming up in Milan in the future?
No, as I said, we share our best practices, and technology is moving at a rapid pace. And these are some of the challenges which I'm sure all the navies face, whichever maritime domain we operate. And this is something which we can build on in the future Milan exercises. That's definitely will be one of the areas where we can share our best practices.
And it's not just the sea phase. There's a lot more that India wants to share with our maritime partners here in Visakhapatnam. It's also about mariners getting together and celebrating what they do, right? That's what Milan is also about. I guess that's what Milan means.
As you are aware, the activity started on 19th to 23rd of February. We had the harbour phase, which had a series of visit to ships. We had tabletop exercises. We had the International Maritime Seminar. We had the city parade. We had a program for the young officers where they went on the sail training ship Tarangini. Then they went on the indigenous aircraft carrier. They came on board. The delegation visited. We had a lot of bilats. So these are some of the things which are as a build-up to the sea phase. Sea phase, of course, is the culmination where all the ships which have come, including the aircraft from one of the countries, France, they have come, and we have all participated. And this is what we look forward to.
One final question. The Defence Minister spoke about the importance of freedom of navigation. That is at the core of what India believes in. And I suppose that's something as a thought and a concept which you've shared with your Milan partners.
No, that is something we all subscribe to. The law of the seas are very clear on that. And that is something which, as I covered in my closing remarks, we look at free and open maritime commons. And we need to work for that, and that is what we believe as a Navy and as a country.
Are you tired now that it's ended? I mean, thousands of sailors from across the world, 50-plus warships, Indian and foreign. Are you a tired man now, relieved? Or tell us about, you know, just the process of getting this done.
I won't say I'm a tired man. I'll say I'm a satisfied man. And the fact that the entire exercise with over 35 ships and over 50 aircraft has gone on smoothly, it gives you a lot of satisfaction. Of course, at the back end, the directives from the headquarters, from the naval headquarters, and the planning team, and all the teams which have participated have contributed to the success.
Admiral, thank you very much for speaking to us. Appreciate it, sir. Well, there you have it, the fleet commander telling us about the Milan series of exercises. It's really grown from just a handful of ships in the past to now more than 50 ships from India and around the world. And this is very much at the heart of Indian diplomacy. Maritime diplomacy is something which India has been focusing on for a long period of time. As we walk over here and we see all of these flags, what we can actually do is keep walking and take a look at several of the warships which are deployed out at sea, as you can see, part of the international fleet deployed over here for Milan 2024. So what is the experience of operating of an aircraft carrier? What are the different roles of carrier-based aviation? Joining us now, one of the MiG-29K fighter pilots on board Iron is Vikramaditya, Commander Varun Kumar. Thanks, Varun, very much for being with us. What does an aircraft carrier for a larger audience essentially do?
So an aircraft carrier is able to get all the air power that the Indian Navy would need or be able to project, and it can do it where and when the Indian Navy desires it. We are a mobile platform. We can cover large distances and position ourselves where we need to, and then get these fantastic birds up in the air and do the needful. So that's the advantage we have with the aircraft carrier.
And you've been on Vikramaditya for a number of years, right?
Yes, sir, about 7 to 8 years now, almost completing 8 years in the next couple of months.
Tell us a little bit about the MiG-29K. It's one of the finest interceptors we have in India.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the aircraft that you operate.
Sir, it's a fantastic aircraft. I've been flying it for a total of about eight and a half years now. It is able to go to very high speeds, Mach 1.98, that's almost twice the speed of sound. It's able to undertake very rapid turns and climb at a very high rate. So the capability is not only in the aerial performance, it's also in the avionics that it has, radars, EOIR, RWR, and so on and so forth. With all of this put together, it's actually a 4++ generation aircraft, and we're able to put this air power out in the middle of the Indian Ocean to achieve missions like anti-shipping strikes or air defense of the fleet or land attacks on a coastline or in depth. That is up to us, and we have weapons and sensors to do it.
Now, Commander, you've also trained in the US many years back.
Yes.
So what was that experience, and what were the skills that you actually brought on deck as a pilot?
Sir, I think that is an opportunity that was afforded to me by the Indian Navy, where we were selected to go abroad and train with the United States Navy. And we learned primarily and essentially what we learned there, which was not available at the time in the country, was how to take off and land from an aircraft carrier, the considerations that are there. And within this, primarily, we are looking at how to land on an aircraft carrier where there are three wires and the aircraft itself has a tail hook, which is exactly the configuration that we have on board Vikramaditya right now. The lessons learned from there helped us in transitioning very quickly from a single-seat trainer aircraft to a twin-seat, fully operational fighter pilot, fighter aircraft, which can take off and land from the aircraft carrier. Just so we know, the margins for the aircraft to land and take off from this deck are smaller than the margins that the Americans can afford themselves. And so our training had to be a little bit more intense. There is a few more lessons that we had to add on post our training in the United States.
Could you tell us a little bit about the experience of landing a fighter aircraft at night on the deck of this ship?
It is... I've done it and I've done it a few times. While all pilots would be very... pardon the language, but they'd be very happy about telling them that I was brave and I did this fantastically well, I can assure you that it's one of the most unnerving experiences to watch just one light. You can't see the ship. You can just see a few lights, and you're supposed to fly the aircraft at 270 kilometers an hour at that light and place faith that the systems are working fine. But for the number of times that I've done it, the systems on the carrier, the systems on the aircraft haven't failed once, and it gives a lot of confidence for us to be able to operate day or night, bad weather, good weather. Makes no difference. We're able to do it at will and at the time of our choosing.
Bad weather. Let's add in that factor. At night, how much more challenging is it?
Sir, one of the best...
Basically a postcard. It's a postage stamp, right? Out in the middle of the ocean. And it keeps going up and down, left and right.
Yes, so the ship is subject to rolling, pitching, heaving, yawing. And so and it is always continuously moving away from the aircraft. So it's a very mobile platform. The type of landing we have to do to be able to catch the wire, it's a precision landing. We do not flare. We do not cushion the landing. We come in full force. And you have to put the hook down within a meter of where it is desired. If you would miss that, you're likely to either go too far back, which is dangerous, or go too far forward, in which case you'd miss the wires. And that precision in itself requires a lot of training. The avionics help, and the same avionics are also able to put us in the air and take us back on deck, irrespective of the weather. So the weather may be bad, you may not be able to see the carrier, but rest assured, your systems will tell you where she is, where mother is, and you'll be able to make that landing happen.
Commander, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Right, sir.
There you have it, Commander Varun Kumar, one of the MiG-29K fighter pilots, telling us about what carrier-based aviation is all about, how carrier-based aviation enables India to put firepower out at sea where we require it, but also about the experience of flying this aircraft, the MiG-29K. In the last several years, we've seen a substantial induction in the number of women in the Indian Armed Forces. The Indian Navy also has officers on board major warships. For example, the commander looking after Met Meteorology on board the ship joins us now. Commander, thanks very much, Commander Parashar, for being with us. You're the first woman head of department on board Vikramaditya. That must have been an exhilarating, you know, sort of order when it did come to you. This is how you need to be deployed.
Yes, sir. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. When I joined Navy, I wasn't aware I could ever see this, but it is one of the most challenging as well as the most rewarding appointment, I should say. The first one is always the special one. and I think I'm ready for it, sir.
Yeah. What about changing attitudes? It's relatively new, the induction of women in the Indian Navy. Is that a challenge at all?
So I don't see it as a challenge because Navy has always accepted us not as the women officers in uniform, but as the naval officers. And the strength is multiplying every day, sir. With every passing year, we have good numbers coming in. And most of the branches are now open with the allowance of the permanent commission in service.
Right.
Yes. So we have a good number now, sir. Yeah. And these opportunities are... They are showcasing our presence, sir.
Absolutely. And tell us about your role. I mean, essentially, without you, none of these operations, air operations, would at all be possible. I mean, the aircraft carrier itself would be fairly redundant without an accurate fix of the weather, right?
Sir, so like any operations in all the armed forces, the first clearance that we need is from the weather. And I here am appointed as the commander MET, and I look after the weather briefings, the warnings, the early signs of anything that would hamper with any mission of the aircraft carrier, as well as the birds in the air. So my job starts from the first light of the day, and I do give the forecast for the any evolution that is planned for the day, and it includes both the surface, upper air, as well as the oceanology data.
Thank you, Commander, very much for speaking
to us.
Thanks very much. Well, there you have it, the first woman head of department of the Indian Navy on board this particular ship, the INS Vikramaditya, at a time when the number of women being inducted into the Indian Navy is going up sharply. It's a welcome sign, not just in the Navy, but certainly in all the armed forces for the last several years. Well, Milan is ultimately about India and its partners. One of India's most important partners anywhere in the world is, of course, Bangladesh. Joining us now, the captain of a guided missile corvette of the Bangladesh Navy, Captain Noor. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
How has Milan 2024 been for you?
Yeah, it was, first of all, I would like to thank, on behalf of the Bangladesh government, Chief of the Naval Staff of Bangladesh Navy, and all officers and men of Bangladesh Navy for inviting Bangladesh delegation team and Bangladesh Navy ship as well to participate in Milan 2024. It has been enticing and very much learning, and the experience we gained is immeasurable in terms of the both professional matter and parts of the social mingling we had to mix up with the many foreign countries along with the Indian Navy. The partnership between Bangladesh Navy and Indian Navy is long-standing, and this is a true reflection is Milan speaks about. And the experience also we gained at sea phase was immeasurable. And our officers and men deeply appreciate the pinpoint planning and meticulous execution of the Indian Navy in bringing all the foreign units together to make it a successful one. Because there were maneuvers which are complicated in nature. Every ships were different. Every armament, weapon, sensors have been different. So calculating all this and bringing in a tempo is a mammoth task. And kudos to Indian Navy, they did that.
What were some of the key learnings in the sea phase of the exercise? Were you, for example, doing anti-submarine operations, anti-aircraft operations, gunnery? What exactly were you looking at?
We were aptly benefited by doing the formations all together. We had a number of seamanship evolutions at sea. We also conducted firing at sea. So all these were synchronized, and we had the exchange of the knowledge, professional knowledge between both the navies. And I think that is the key point.
Yeah. One final question. Naval warfare is changing. There is a threat of drones now. We are seeing a situation develop off the coast of Yemen. Is that something you believe might come up in the future here in Milan? How is that something that the Bangladesh Navy is thinking about?
Bangladesh Navy is a progressive navy, and Bangladesh Navy is a smart navy, as envisioned by our Chief of the Naval Staff. So, yes, we are looking forward to it. Drone warfare is an important aspect of it. And as there is a new technology coming in, Bangladesh Navy is seriously thinking of it.
Thank you very much, Captain. Appreciate it. Captain Noor of the Bangladesh Navy, speaking about some of the key exercises and perhaps a big takeaway, the joint exercises of so many ships from across the world coming together over here and operating as a cohesive unit.